Hello, and welcome to this special SearchSecurity.com podcast. I'm Brendan Blevins. Thanks for listening. In today's podcast, we will count down the top five employee security responsibilities in a successful BYOD security strategy. Joining me today is Craig Mathias. Craig is principal of the wireless and mobile advisory firm, Farpoint Group. Thanks for joining us today, Craig.
Great to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Before we begin, let's mention that this podcast is part of SearchSecurity.com Security School, which you can visit at any time by navigating to SearchSecurity.com/Security School. Craig, let's set the stage before we get to the countdown. Briefly recap why it's so important to have a bring-your-own-device security strategy.
Well, as you probably know, BYOD is one of the hottest trends in mobility today. Users get to pick the particular devices that they want to carry and use, and the organization saves on capital expenses and even on monthly fees. So really, everybody goes home happy. The real challenge, and this has been a gating item for the adoption of BYOD essentially everywhere, is security. Obviously, there's a potential security issue when you have enterprise data, sensitive enterprise data, on a device that isn't owned by the enterprise. But there really are good solutions to this challenge, and we'll talk about some of them today.
Okay, let's get to the list. For those who haven't heard one of our countdown podcasts before, we're going to start at the bottom with item number 5 and work our way up the list Casey Kasem style, all the way to number 1. So let's begin. Item number 5 on our list of the top 5 employee security responsibilities in a successful BYOD security strategy. Appreciate the value of secure access to sensitive information. Craig, tell us what that means.
Well, you know, I think there's a tendency for people to forget that organizations of any form today, enterprises, and really any, from government on down, live or die by access to information, and a lot of that information is going to be sensitive or proprietary, in other words, of great strategic value to the firm. Compromise to that data, to any sensitive information, can really do great damage across the board. It can ruin the reputation of a firm. It can cause financial harm. If you're subject to regulatory requirements like Sarbanes-Oxley or HIPAA in the healthcare world or PCI in the retail world, these are not optional. And if information is compromised, you can have severe repercussions just in the regulatory domain alone. So everyone needs to understand, protecting sensitive information maintains competitive advantage and can help a company grow, and it protects jobs as well.
Item number 4 on our countdown of the top 5 employee security responsibilities in a successful BYOD security strategy, use only approved devices and software. Craig, first, how do you define approved, and why is that tactic important?
Well, you know, there is a tendency, I think, to in a BYOD environment to believe that essentially it's BYOD, you can use whatever device you want. But as I mentioned before, sensitive organizational information on an unauthorized device, in other words, a device that IT has not vetted and really explored and verified will work within the organization's parameters, can be a real problem. So IT must verify the device and its operating system. As you know, the particular device can have a particular revision of an operating system. It must be verified from a functionality and integrity perspective. Now, keep in mind, this includes not just handsets, but also computers and tablets, USB keys, USB disks, even cloud storage, everything and everywhere that data can live. The core rule, and I think this applies essentially everywhere, do not copy sensitive information. You do not, as a user, want to let convenience and expediency overwhelm policy, which is there for good reason and good judgment.
Craig, before we proceed, isn't this easier said than done? How should an organization handle employees who want to use the latest and greatest devices?
Well, you know what? Employee doesn't want to use the latest and greatest devices. You know, BYOD, I've often said, does not mean bring any device. And the acronym for bring any device is cleverly enough BAD or BAT. Organizations of all forms, of course, have many responsibilities in terms of what they need to do to protect sensitive information. So everyone involved in the process, this is not just IT and not just management, but anybody who has access to that information needs to have a deep appreciation for just how critical that responsibility is And they need to understand that some restrictions may be necessary. So some combinations of devices and operating systems may not be permitted. It might be because there are known security problems, and it might be because IT has not yet had a chance to vet that particular combination. Often, it's just a matter of time before IT approves that shiny new handset, but no one should be disappointed if a particular handset is rejected or a particular device is rejected for security reasons.
Okay, let's move on. Item number 3 on our countdown of the top 5 employee security responsibilities in a successful BYOD security strategy: read, understand, and agree to policies and the use of required tools. Craig, it sounds like clear communication is the key here. How do security teams go about this?
Well, you know, it is a matter of communication, but communication is one thing and buy-in is another. And I think buy-in is often what is lacking. You don't want to have a situation where IT looks dictatorial or arbitrary in terms of specifying a given policy or in coming up with an agreement that needs to be executed in order to really make BYOD work well. Once that buy-in is achieved, once everybody understands why the policies and procedures are there, why the agreements need to be put in place, what everybody needs to do in order to maintain security in a BYOD environment, the next step, of course, is not working around those. And we generally find that people will try to work around those for reasons of expediency or convenience. You know, the policy is just onerous, and I don't want to spend my time having to do this and do that. I just want to get my job done. It's often been reported in the press that BYOD exists in most organizations, whether IT knows about it or not. But as you might guess from what I've said so far, we really don't want to see people working around security, acceptable use, and BYOD policies and implementations. As a consequence, it really behooves IT to think through these solutions and requirements very carefully to make sure that everybody is buying in to what needs to be done here. It's not arbitrary. It's not capricious. It's not just because IT has the power to do so. There are very good reasons behind these decisions and the way that a given organization decides to do their BYOD implementation. It's also very important, by the way, to report any problems or issues that come up promptly. These could be bugs in a particular BYOD implementation. It could be some unknown problem that IT hasn't seen before that could represent a security threat. So keeping everybody in the loop and engaged, understanding it's two-way communication really works well. Education, consciousness raising, and reinforcement are essential regardless. But put those in place, do it without a heavy hand, everybody's going to go home happy here.
Let's keep going. Item number 2 on our list of the top 5 employee security responsibilities in a successful BYOD security strategy: report lost or stolen devices immediately. Craig, this is a process that can easily fall through the cracks. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, there's a tendency in a BYOD environment to say, well, it's my handset and, you know, it's lost and I'll just replace it. And in most BYOD agreements, it does say that if a user loses their own device, they will have to get a new one or cover the insurance involved in having that replaced. But even with your own device, keep in mind that we are talking about BYOD here. That means sensitive information can be on the device, and ideally that information is being managed through a mobile device management or mobile application management or mobile info management mechanism that IT has put in place. But it always makes sense that once a problem like this is discovered, and you can't believe how many handsets are left in the back of taxis on airplanes every year, but it's a lot. Immediate means when you discover the problem. Immediate means don't wait. Get in touch with IT right away. And then an adjunct, and this is something people often forget about, if your device is, say, damaged and not lost, it's best to use only authorized repair facilities. We often encourage IT organizations to specify where devices can be repaired because, remember, sensitive information might be on that device while it is being repaired, and you want to make sure that it is not compromised, the information is not compromised while that repair is taking place.
We've reached the top. The number one item on our list of the top 5 employee security responsibilities in a successful BYOD security strategy: be aware of cyber attack vectors, from malware to social engineering. Craig, this may be the most important item on the list, but it's also the most difficult. What are the key points organizations should focus on?
Well, you know, I absolutely agree with you. This is by far the most important and the most difficult. This is also the area where problems can occur very, very frequently. Simple rules like don't loan your phone to anyone. Certainly don't give anybody security credentials for using your phone, even a family member. If this phone or other device contains sensitive information, you really don't want to run into a situation where a compromise can take place. Social engineering, somebody calling you up claiming to be somebody, you know, in the Cleveland office or whatever and saying, hey, I just need you to get this information. I know you keep it on your phone. You need to make sure that everything is authorized and authenticated and tracked. And this is one of the great advantages to using a comprehensive BYOD solution. You've got the management and tracking and authentication and policy elements all in place. Next, though, you need to be cautious when loading any new apps onto the phone. Now, oftentimes in an enterprise environment, there will be whitelists and blacklists of applications. You don't want to work around those. Some applications are known to steal data. It might just be an innocuous stealing of data, but again, when we're talking about sensitive organizational information, you just can't take the risk there. And again, don't reveal anything about the device or any security procedures that are in place to anyone who isn't authorized to have these. All of the agreements and policies and procedures in place should spell all of this out. Again, with a little bit of reinforcement, BYOD is absolutely a win-win-win for everybody involved.
Craig, as we wrap things up, talk about the overall mindset that enterprise InfoSec teams should have when they work with employees on BYOD security. Does it make sense to sell the strategy as a partnership where both sides get something?
Oh, yes, exactly. As I mentioned, it has to be two-way communication that's at the basis for all of this. While requirements should be firm, again, we're talking about sensitive information that an organization lives or dies on, the policies and procedures and systems in place should not be perceived as arbitrary or dictatorial. Consciousness raising and education, again, very, very important. IT management also needs to listen to users, and if solutions are cumbersome or onerous or complex, users will often be tempted to try a workaround. And we all know that those can end very, very badly, not just in terms of the compromised information, the potential compromised information, but support costs can also be high as well. So as I said, maintaining the required security is ultimately good for everyone, and we can really look at this as a win-win for everybody involved.
Okay, one last time, let's run down our list of the top five employee security responsibilities and a successful BYOD security strategy. Number 5, appreciate the value of secure access to sensitive information. Number 4, use only approved devices or software. Number 3, read, understand, and agree to policies and the use of required tools. Number 2, report lost or stolen devices immediately. And number 1, be aware of security attack vectors from malware to social engineering. That'll do it for this special SearchSecurity.com podcast. Craig Mathias of Farpoint Group, thanks for joining us today.
And thank you. I really enjoyed it.
For more learning materials, don't forget to visit the other lessons in our security school at SearchSecurity.com/securityschool. Thanks for listening. I'm Brandon Blevins. Have a great day.